This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Troops occupying Washington, D.C. haven't been sent home after the imaginary threat persisting on Inauguration Day. Will they ever be sent home?
What is the specific threat? What group? What's the size of it? What are its capabilities that requires us to have more soldiers sitting in a few square blocks on our Capitol than we have in all of Iraq and Afghanistan combined?
We will probably need a supplemental for more security for members when the enemy is within the House of Representatives.
And let me be clear, the logistics involved in moving 25,000 people from every state and territory to D.C. in less than 2 weeks and supporting them is unprecedented.
General, 12 Guard soldiers were removed right before the inaugural, I guess two for incendiary comments, 10 others also removed. Did that have to do with extremism? And have you had to remove anyone else since then for whatever reason?
Yeah, 25,000 plus guardsmen here. The FBI said that 12 didn't tell us why, just said that 12 were questionable, and we're not taking any chances. We're not accepting any risk. We sent those guardsmen back to their home state.
As the Wall Street Journal reported, some congressional staffers and extremism researchers say there are concerns about possible violence surrounding former President Donald Trump's impeachment proceedings, as well as in connection with March 4th, the nation's original inauguration day. QAnon conspiracy theorists say that could be the day that Mr. Trump again becomes president. So the best they can come up with is that people may be angry that Congress is violating the Constitution in a pointless display of TDS-inspired impeachment, and that QAnon is calling the shots for the GOP.
And it increasingly seems, unfortunately, that in the House Republican caucus, Kevin McCarthy answers to these QAnon members of Congress, not the other way around.
Joe Biden, sitting behind the razor wire and troops, has now signed a record 40 executive orders in a week's time, an autocratic act labeled a dictatorship in Biden's own words during the campaign.
We are a democracy. Some of my Republican friends and some of my Democratic friends even occasionally say, well, if you can't get the votes by executive order, you're going to do something. Things you can't do by executive order unless you're a dictator. We're a democracy. We need consensus.
Biden has also proceeded over a stock market rigged in favor of hedge fund billionaires tied to his Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen.
Yeah, so she received $810,000 from Citadel for past speaking gigs. And Citadel infused Melvin Capital Management with billions when they got hammered for their GameStop shorts. So this raises the question, should Janet Yellen, as Treasury Secretary, recuse herself from advising the Biden administration on what to do about GameStop?
And destroyed 70,000 jobs, a presidential record in his first day in office. Not to mention he has opened the borders for tens of thousands of COVID migrants to spread into the United States during what he has described as the darkest days of the pandemic.
And here's the simple truth. Our darkest days in the battle against COVID are ahead of us, not behind us.
Meanwhile, Biden's friends and family are licking their chops over further sweetheart foreign nepotism deals.
The Biden family apparently still using Joe and Joe's name for business. Look at this ad that Joe Biden's brother has been promoting. This is Frank Biden, and he's promoting his relationship to his brother, the commander-in-chief, in an Inauguration Day advertisement for the law firm that he advises.
Well, Biden Inc. is still in business. And Maria, I just ask you, what does a senior non-attorney advisor do in a law firm? He makes connections. He peddles his influence. And there was another report, by the way, that Hunter Biden was, you know, apparently he was supposed to give up all his ownership in these Chinese companies. But a report came out yesterday that Citi still apparently has his 10% stake in BHR, that private equity firm in China.
Of course, we can't talk about this on social media because you will be labeled. You will be attacked because you're talking about a truthful story.
At this rate, Biden will be known globally as the first dictator the United States has ever seen. John Bound reporting.
on the broadcast.
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies. And it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of. And you know you're getting good food at a very good price. And you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end. It's Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours, and I intend to open the phones up throughout the next 4 hours. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us coming up, and Robert Barnes is joining us again, not to talk about the Trump impeachment trial that's looming. He joined us yesterday to talk about that. No, to talk about the martial law being brought into the country and into the world right now and why the globalists are doing that. All right, a lot of news, a lot of incredible information that is empowering and enlightening we'll be breaking down today. And remember, when we cover all these negative, horrible things, the enemy wants to keep them secret until they're able to take full control. We are going to put the evidence out there that they're the bad guys, that they are usurping us, that they are enslaving us, in their own words, so that humanity can start non-compliance. And then building our own economies and own systems so that we can live into the future outside of this super predatory system that's being established that will not let us live in peace, but will never stop until it dominates and controls us. Thomas Jefferson was asked in a letter from the French what level of tyranny man would live under. And he said, any amount of tyranny that you will allow, there is always a tyrant who will be willing to take you to that point and past it. It's a vacuum, and nature abhors a vacuum. Submarines have thick armored bulkheads that seal, because under pressure, water begins to have incredible power to break through. So if a submarine is at a couple thousand feet deep, it's got foot-thick walls on it and giant vacuum seals because that water wants to get in. And when you don't have a Bill of Rights or Constitution, we don't have rugged individuals that stand up for freedom, when you don't have people that are territorial about their basic rights, it's like having a submarine with open doors on it. The minute you go underwater, you flood out. And we've gone over the edge, the bottom's fallen out, use whatever analogy you want, but every tyranny that has been pent up for thousands of years, every tyranny ever invented, and even new ones, are now exploding like a metastasizing cancer throughout the body. And so people ask Jones, how are you taking it? I know that my head's on the chopping block in this system, but so is yours. And so I don't fear this at all. I actually just get extremely frustrated that we're going to have to go through this, just part of the process and part of the cycle. And the globalists know there's a cycle that tyranny builds up because of corruption and because of laziness, and then collapses of its own weight. They believe by building a post-human world and training us not to know how to take care of ourselves and domesticating us, that when we collapse this time, the machines will rise and we will never stand up again. But history has shown that even though there'll be a minority of people that understand this and resist it, that minority is still so massive that there's no way the globalists are going to win. And I've got a lot of examples of this here today. In fact, let's get this video clip. I forgot to send it to you guys. It's on InfoWars.com. Talking to the crew. Politico reporter panics.
Trump's base is getting stronger since he left office. And that ties together with the lady that won in the biggest landslide for Republicans, despite fraud in Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's an awesome lady. They're calling her a cancer for the Republican Party. That's Mitch McConnell. So somebody that won 75% with 100% of Democrats voting, which we know is a lie. So despite all the fraud, she won by 75. She probably won by 90%. That's what the numbers show. So winning like that is cancer. She's real. She's not backing down. She's focused. She's angry. And she resonated with the people of Georgia, black, white, old, young. So we'll be talking about some of that. And just look at these incredible headlines. New York Times calls for Biden to appoint a reality czar, that's not a joke, to fight misinformation. And it sounds like someone writing a future part two of 1984, call it 2021, where you sickeningly talk about how great tyranny is and how wonderful it is, but you do it with a smile on your face to gaslight people. It's like those cartoons they came out with from the UN and the Davos Group 10 years ago in England, where they teach school kids, you'll only leave your house once a year, you'll eat bugs, robots will run your life, you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing. And you watch it, you go, this is the most horrible supermax prison thing you can imagine. But see, for children, they're being prepared. They're adapting to the tyranny, not overcoming it, which is what the globalists plan to do. So look at that incredible headline. And then it continues on. Creepy Bill Gates calls for global alert system. That means a global government. And pandemic fire squad. That's the UN Rapid Reaction Force with Dr. Green and Dr. Ryan. Both of them have said, Ryan's the head. Remember, he said, we're going to come in your house and take your children and take your family. So it's a UN force funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, controlled by them and the Clinton Global Initiative. That's the contact tracers worldwide that come to your house with police power. And the CDC just announced police power in executive order over the weekend, signed by Biden, saying you will wear two masks. And if you're caught out in any type of transport without your mask, you will face federal prison. It's total intimidation, total fraud. And as Biden said, the worst is yet to come. Everybody's like, oh, as soon as Trump's out, you know, they'll turn things back on because they like to make money. No, they own the money machines. They want to bankrupt you to fully control you. They want trained prisoners. Everything you see in China is coming here. Not years from now, months from now. Everything you see in the UK is coming here in months, not years. The bottom has fallen out. We left the submarine door open. So it's here. And they're making their move for your guns, for your children, for your life. By the way, they've introduced the bill. Looks like it's going to pass. House bill would require psych test, liability insurance for all gun owners, make everyone register their guns. And if anyone even says they think you're a threat, not a judge, not a jury, your guns are taken for good. And Laura Loomer's already been put on the hyper red flag list. So there you go. Absolute end of due process, overturning the Constitution. They don't care. It looks like they have the votes in the Senate as well. Tyranny isn't coming. It's here. But I want to hit the whole COVID lockdown and the war that it is, the economic siege against free humanity when we come back from break, and how only awakening to that fact and only admitting it to ourselves will ever turn this around. It's censorship. It's disarmament. It's medical tyranny. It's squads coming to your house. It's political correctness. It's brainwashing. It's saying the country shouldn't even exist. It's a bankrupting system to bring you to your knees. It is a total surveillance grid to carry it out. And it's big tech and the UN and different agencies all declaring police powers over you and your family. It is, in short, an authoritarian post-human world government. But they're ushering in the straitjacket and the handcuffs is to bring in the phase out of humanity with so much 5G and so much GMO and so many deadly vaccines that you're dying and you're begging to die because you're so miserable by the end of it. And then they just reclimate you out, phase you out. That is the stated ultra psychotic goal of Bill Gates, Ted Turner, Prince William, Prince Charles, of course, Jeffrey Epstein was in part of a sex club providing underage people for these scientists to induct them into the club. Money, drugs, little kids, whatever they wanted, you got them. And that's where this is going. Absolute corruption. Joe Biden able to engage in any corruption he wants. Able to sell the office publicly with Hunter. All of it being done in a spectacular fashion to rub your nose in it while they set up paramilitary martial law and troops saying that protesting election fraud or not agreeing with this is terrorism. So they're making their move for your children, your health, your property, your guns, your psyche, your soul. They want your soul. Period. They want control of your psyche, control of your focus. They want to make you focus everything on them, which is a paradox. I have to expose them to defeat them, but I hate having to focus on them. That's the other part of the paradigm. We have to all build our own systems now and celebrate those. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
More habits, more facts, more fears. Your bus, your address, your shoe size, your years. Your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes. Your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here. Take credit, take insurance, take a loan. Get a job, get a pension, get a credit card, get a suit. Play with the lottery, play football, play the field.
We want your soul.
Don't let them have it. You have a spirit. You have an energy resonance imprint of all of your ancestors and your original soul. It merges at the point of the zygote forming. A literal time-traveling superorganism. The enemy knows that, but there is subspace transmissions. There is garbage in the universe. There's free will. So there's the heights of the heights and the lows of the low. And these people choose to tune into that power. Like fire, it can burn things down. It is a absolutely deadly servant and an incredibly wicked master. And they know it. They know they're dialed into the dark side. And they love it. And they're gone. And they're totally turned over to it. And they have one desire. Take you over, dominate you, annihilate you. And so, Anthony Robbins has had a lot of really good things to say about being positive. And one of the most important things he talks about is not letting corrupt bad people or corrupt bad systems have your focus. But at the same time, if you spend too much time only on the positive, you'll become incredibly successful yourself in many cases, but then the evil will grow in parallel to you, so there's a balance there. If I ever had a chance to talk to him, I know he's tweeted out some of our work, I would get his view on how do you fight these people and really face how evil they are and not stare into the abyss, as Nietzsche said, and become the abyss. Because I'll tell you, having to focus on these people, having to study them, is not fun and it's not good for you. But that's what warriors are supposed to do, is do things that are not fun jobs. And this is information war. And that's why I got so mad at the Q people cartooning or exaggerating or twisting all the real Satanism, all the real blood drinking, all the real destruction, and turning it into a cartoon fashion that could be discredited, so they could then beat us over the head with that and put so many people that had partly woken up back to sleep now believing none of it's true. No, they keep babies alive after they're born and sell their body parts. No, Apple has 3 million people that they get components from, including body parts, out of the same facilities in China. I mean, these are all mega massive corruptions going on. Yes, there were 30,000 plus troops in D.C. It got cut down to 10,000. Now they want 10,000 more. They want permanent 20,000 troops and permanent 20-foot walls with spikes on them. And I've got the former director, deputy director of the CIA in counterterrorism last week, and now another high-level CIA operative in the Washington Post today saying we're going to hunt down conservatives. That's a quote. Hunt down conservatives. Hunt down. incredibly provocative. So they know they've stolen the country. They know they're dividing it. They know they're breaking it down. They know they're going to bankrupt it fully and bring in a permanent lockdown that they'll turn up and down, but you'll always be in it. It's all been announced. And they know you're rejecting them, and they know you elected Trump in a landslide. And so they just want to start a physical fight with us now. So navigating this is going to be extremely important. We don't have a choice. I mean, you're in this. And so here's what Tony Robbins had to say. The video's up on InfoWars.com. I did a report last night accompanying it and backed up some of what he said. But the folks on Twitter looked into what he said. It's the same thing we've told you. We've got John Hopkins' own numbers. We've got their own numbers now for the whole year. Roughly the same number of people died in 2020 that died in 2019. You think it would be more because the population goes up and the population's aging. So it actually, we each year had a bigger increase in death on average up until 2020 because a lot of folks weren't out driving cars, they think. But those numbers are there. So I'm going to say it again. Same number roughly died in 2020, died in 2019. But when you hear thousands a day dying in the winter of COVID, it's really pneumonia and colds. That always happens. 15,000 people coming in the U.S. a day, coming out a day. You know, the Reaper. Some days it's 8,000, some days it's 20,000. The average is about 14,000 people come in and come out of the world. A little more come in than come out. Coming in, coming out, coming in. But they can show, whoa, they showed you those 10,000, 15,000 people dying a day, and you saw each one. You'd go, my God, there's death everywhere. No, there's 360 million people in this country. 10,000, 15,000 coming in, coming out every day. A couple thousand, they say COVID. It's none of it's true, but it's a perception. It's why Stalin said, one man dies is a tragedy. 10,000 dies is a statistic. He'd wipe out whole towns of 10,000 people routinely, just starve them to death or kill them. And nobody cared because it was just, you just, how do you deal with millions killed? The coolies, the poor Russians, but not the poorest. They were the poor group that had a little bit of land. Maybe 10 acres, 20 acres, the coolies. And they killed 20 million of them. And it's just, yeah, 20 million, 20 million. So it's like the 10 million extra starved to death from the lockdown. And you can even argue, well, the third world's overpopulated. Okay, you're going to go kill those kids? The same people telling you Black Lives Matter and America's evil and all this crap are the very ones telling you, well, the Earth's overpopulated. And the guy that runs the vaccine program in the world government, Bill Gates, is the guy that says he wants to reduce world population. So see the full video at newswars.com. Here is Tony Robbins.
Just go read John Hopkins' report. They took it down after one day, but 2 weeks ago they came out here in America. They took it down, but if you go on the Wayback Machine, you know, you can go back on your computer and go back in time on the web. So people have already published it again and again. And what it shows is the same number of people have died this year, 2020, has died in 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016, and 2015. 2.8 million people. It's within 10 to 15,000 people every year. The same number of old people died in 2020. The only difference is when they looked by disease. Heart disease, for the first time in 30 years, has come down. Cancer has come down. But COVID has gone up in the exact proportions. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Same number of people die. By the way, in case you haven't noticed, the flu has disappeared. It's flatlined. What are the symptoms of the flu? And by the way, flu kills people, and especially kills older people. So we're living in a world where a lot of people might be overreacting because they're trying to protect us because they thought it a 3% mortality rate or 4%. That would be a pandemic. But today, depending on whose research you read, it's 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, which is the same as the flu. And if you're under 50, it's way below that. So we live in a world that if we let people control our focus, we're just going to live in fear and do nothing. And we're going to be people that manage our circumstances.
Powerful video. It's at newswars.com and band.video with my added analysis and documentation. I suggest you share it. We're in an info war. If you don't, the lockdown's never ending. Fight back through information warfare now. Attack! Attack! I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stage. Watch live. The Great Reset is fifth generational warfare against all forms of independent human activity. We know how to stop it. We can work together. Again, I've played this clip six times in the last six shows. I'm not going to play it again today. Of Klaus Schwab at the Davos group that met last week, the former head of the UN Sustainability Project, Agenda 2030. He wrote the Agenda 21. He's the main author. A bunch of people were involved in it. He said there will be no more close proximity human activity ever, and the lockdown never stops. And this will save the carbon footprint, and that robots will deliver you everything you need, and that you will, quote, own nothing and have nothing, and that you will eat bugs. You understand? These are exact quotes. You will eat grubs and like them. You will own nothing. You will have nothing. And robots will deliver everything to you. And you will. There will be no more industry or jobs where people are close to each other. That's called a prison cell. And even I'm shocked by how fast they moved. Because they've been incremental, and then just bam. And 3 years ago, I shot that video or live rant, and they titled it. This is why they banned Alex Jones. And I say in all that, I expect them to have a big major event, probably a bioweapon release, that will just hit at a certain point, and then everything caves in, and there's a total collapse by design, which they claim they're fighting. Oh, they're fighting COVID, but notice, oh my God, none of the lockdowns are working. None of the vaccines are working. It's just, there's hundreds of thousands dying. Oh my gosh. Because the people don't have any perspective that there's 7.7 billion people and that hundreds of thousands are dying a day worldwide of everything. And then the loss in the shuffle is that that's massively increased because of the COVID lockdown starvation. And again, oh, they give money to Black Lives Matter. All these big corporations, because then nobody talks about death camps in China. Nobody talks about the raping of Africa. And listen, I don't sit there with some virtue signaler. Oh, I love the Africans so much. I'm so good. I'm upset they're slaughtering them and killing them. I innately have empathy because I know if it's done to them, it's done to me. It's just hardwired. It's not even a virtue. It's just what I've got. You know, you watch those videos in Saudi Arabia where somebody got caught stealing a loaf of bread and they chopped their right hand off. And man, even though I don't like thieves, I have empathy watching that hand fall off and blood shoot out of that sucker. But see, these psychos and these sociopaths, they don't have empathy. And once you don't resist them, once you grease the skids, the slippery slope is a cliff, not a slope. And baby, we're in free fall. So I got a million things to cover, and I'm going to open the phones up and take your calls. But the most positive thing you can do is realize that going along with this is not going to help you. In fact, if you were just a real sociopath, but they always have that added evil. So a sociopath doesn't just do what's good for them. They have to do something that's actually bad. Psychology gets that wrong with what they call a sociopath. Most sociopaths I know actually want to make the wrong decision because they're screwed up. It's not just that they do what's good for them. They like to do bad stuff. They like raw power. But if you were just a clear, like, robotic sociopath, knowing about the New World Order and fighting it and building alternative systems would be extremely culturally, physically, and monetarily good for you. But see, there's something about sociopaths that like to join with the power structure, and they like hierarchical systems, so they're always wanting to get into something already established and try to climb the ladder in that, because they're not creative people. They miss the divine spark of God that we have, and we do have it. My goodness, look at what we built. Look at our art, our literature, our music. Look at what we can do. Why can one music producer produce all the incredible music and then the very same artist goes to another producer and can't make the beautiful music? Because there isn't the master conductor there. People may have one skill, they don't have the other. So it takes that human congress, that human coming together, like a man and woman, or a music producer and a artist, or a conductor and a symphony. And as above, so below. Well, everything you see done on the mass scale is done at the low scale. So they don't want leadership. They don't want families. They don't want the coming together. They don't want the communion of humanity. that is the ritual God gave us of who we are. The journey is the destination. It's totally true. They want us to be the governor of California, the American psycho. They want us to be the Michigan psycho. They want us to be the New York psycho. And you look at these people, and if you have a soul and discernment, no matter how physically ugly they are or how physically attractive they are, they're dead and they're synthetic and there's something not human there. It's a transmission. You're seeing the twisted force of evil shine through their human flesh and out their eyes. They're no longer a human. They are a cup, a container, holding something else. And so they cannot create. They can only invert. All right, I got a lot of news to cover. Who knew they'd openly declare martial law? That's basically what we're in. And thank God Tucker Carlson gets it. He says, Democrats mobilize U.S. military to suppress domestic opinions. Carlson just gets better and better. And they go, oh, my God, he's like Alex Jones. No, he's not Alex Jones. He sees the same thing I see. It's out in the open. I'm going to play some of that next segment, and then I'm going to go ahead and give the number out now so we can take your calls on how do we peacefully resist this. If you disagree and think we should be violent, I want to hear from you as well. We should have a debate about that. I think I can talk you out of it at this point. But I'd like to hear about what do we do about this takeover. If you disagree and think the Great Reset's a wonderful thing, or maybe you believe the New York Times, it doesn't exist, even though I can show you world leaders having meetings and saying it. You agree, you disagree, the world, Biden shutting the economy off automatically, devastating us, we're under globalist war, under globalist siege. What is your take on this? 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And some folks that can't call 1-800 numbers because they're on internet phones, 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. And then again, if you want to keep us on air, I didn't even warn the crew about this, but go to the T-shirt section of InfoWarsStore.com. We have four new shirts that I've designed, and they're F Biden, F Mask, F Tyranny, and F something else. They're long sleeve, black sleeves with a white body, kind of a rock and roll 1970s style shirt. And it's got a New York style license plate. It says, so I kind of like the license plate slogan. It says, Free Country, FK Biden. It's a little racy. And it says, United States of America is a free country. So, United States of America, free country, F Biden and F Mask and F Tyranny. It's all there, high quality shirt. Printed right here in Texas, InfoWarsStore.com. And there's some new shirts as well. We are all essential. InfoWars.com. That shirt is there. Humanity is essential is another variant. We've got some great summit shirts and jackets. I told you Paul was going to start producing more, writing more, doing more videos. If he got support, well, that's happening. We also got prepared by a veteran buddy of mine, designed Trader Joe's t-shirt. Very popular. Joe Biden says Trader Joe's in the same font as the Trader Joe's grocery store, and it's got a Chinese flag, a Ukrainian flag, a Russian flag, and an Iranian flag, all the countries he sold us out to. It's got five-star reviews, 100% reviews. Shirt is extremely popular. It's got another big shipment of it in. We got a little shipment in. Sold it out in 2 days. Well, it's back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got DNA Force Plus is selling out, the ultimate thing you can do for your cells and your body. DNA Force Plus, check into it. So good for everybody, and that is discounted, even though it's about to sell out. DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Soviet Union, the Bolsheviks, 10 years to take over Russia, starting in 1917, 1918. Say Nazi Germany, it took Hitler about 7 years to really start actually arresting people and even putting them in prison. Then in the next few years, he started murdering millions of people, Protestants, Jews, communists, basically Nazi party members that didn't do what he wanted. And there's the old saying, first they came for this group, I did nothing because I wasn't part of that group, and they came for the next group, and I wasn't part of that group, so I did nothing. And finally, when they came for me, there was nobody left to stand up for me. That was a famous, what was it, Lutheran preacher that wrote that in one of those forced labor camps. You can pull up the exact name on all of it. Everybody knows it's famous and historical. I'm just not giving the name because it slips me at the moment. And we're kind of in that point. There it is, Martin Niemöller. First they came for the Jews, but I did nothing because I'm not a Jew. Then they came for the socialists. I did nothing because I'm a socialist. And they came to the Catholics, but I had nothing because I was not a Catholic. Finally, they came for me, but then there was no one left to help me. And so everybody was like 3 years ago, oh, Jones, how is it to have them lying about you and deplatforming you and doing all this to you? And I said, they're coming for you next. And there's this weird thing I've noticed, like whoever they hit first, I told my dad this 3 years ago, about a month before I got deplatformed. He came over to the house, he said, you're really pushing it, you're really pushing them. And I said, yeah, they're about to start the purge ahead of stealing the election in 3 years from Trump. I want to be banned first. He goes, you want to be banned? I said, no, I don't want to be banned, but I'm not going to hold back because they're censoring and threatening us. And they had Facebook calling us and YouTube calling us. They were warning us. Just don't say this, just don't do that, and you won't get banned. And we even recorded some of it, we never put it out. And I knew, I said, no. So I didn't say stuff to get banned. I just was hardcore to be banned first because then you get all the benefit of being banned first. Nobody remembers everybody else that got banned. And there's this weird thing where they double round back to you at last. Historically, because history does repeat. It doesn't just rhyme. It repeats just in a different people, different times, different technology. It's almost like you're a relic or a museum piece that you're the first. And so everybody remembers who got killed first. Kind of like the Holocaust. You know, they remember the main group they went after first, but then everybody else that let it happen, well, you don't remember them. So and this is like a gut-level spiritual thing I went with. It was the right thing to do. I'm not a Machiavelli, but the discernment and the knowledge is like 100 times more Machiavelli than the Machiavellians, but it's organic. I don't need to describe a beautiful sunset or sunrise. I don't need to describe a beautiful woman. I don't need to describe an amazing vista and being in a forest and hearing the insects and the frogs and just that feeling of fulfillment. You felt it. You know it. And there's no literature or no expression that can take you there. You have to experience it yourself. And you have to experience beauty and you have to experience bad. That's why God gave you free will. The ultimate gift, the ultimate curse. And so here's Tucker Carlson laying out everything we've already said, but in his great way. And notice he talks about the Southern Poverty Law Center is running who is going to be purged. Well, let me show you. And it's not about tooting my horn, overhead shot, please. Over a week ago, I first reported from their own documents that they were saying they're going to have the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL run who's put on list. Here's some of the headlines. Democrats call for more National Guard ahead of their illegal impeachment of Donald Trump. Democrat NGOs direct military, CIA, FBI, and purge of conservatives. January 23rd. And now here's Tucker last night. Tucker, Dems mobilizing U.S. military to put down domestic opinions. And that's why InfoWars is important, because we root out and find the acorns that grow into the mighty trees. How to fix our domestic terrorism problem. And it's got CIA in here and the deputy in Homeland Security director saying we're going to rout out, quote, all conservatives. And look at this chilling quote. We're going to rout out and hunt down conservatives like we did Al-Qaeda. So let's go ahead and go to part of the Tucker Carlson report. Here it is.
We've done our best to bring you nightly updates on what's happening for the week and a half that Joe Biden has been president. But at times it's overwhelming. There's just too much to cover. The other day, for example, we learned that the Biden administration plans to make the tiny District of Columbia our 51st state, a more corrupt English-speaking version of Monaco, as if lobbyists in Washington didn't have enough control over your life. Now they'll be U.S. senators. But that's not even the biggest news. Just a few hours ago, Biden officials informed us that after almost 65 years of working to build a nuclear weapon, the nation of Iran may be finally, and you'll find this amazing, quote, just weeks away from getting a bomb. After 65 years of trying. What a coincidence. You already know how that story is going to end. Another pointless foreign war. Trillions spent, many dead, the United States gaining nothing. We've seen that a lot. And it's happening again. Joe Biden just sent American troops to Syria. Well, you didn't know that? Yep. Hours after he became president, American soldiers crossed into the nation of Syria. Sending them to Syria was one of the first things Joe Biden did. Somehow most of the media forgot to even mention that. In their defense, as noted, there's a lot going on in the news, including a lot of troop mobilization. Syria's not the only place they're massing. Washington, D.C. looks like occupied Sarajevo tonight, a small city overflowing with soldiers. The troops came last month, tens of thousands of them, We were told they're going to protect the Capitol from the inevitable right-wing violence certain to accompany Joe Biden's inauguration. Then Joe Biden was inaugurated, and there wasn't any violence. Donald Trump didn't chain himself to North Portico. Trump voters didn't rush the stage. The Trump restoration never happened. And yet, the troops stayed. No one in Congress seemed to notice, but in fact, they're still arriving as of tonight, thousands of them. As of last Thursday, National Guard troops from 23 states were stationed in Washington. That number seems to have risen over the past few days. We called the National Guard today to find out by how much, but they couldn't give us numbers or wouldn't. We do know that more states have sent troops since last week. You may have seen the video of soldiers getting off buses downtown near the Capitol. What are they all doing there? Again, National Guard leadership wouldn't tell us. Quote, for operational security reasons, the spokesman said, we will not get into specific details of the ongoing mission. Oh, soldiers in our Capitol, but we don't have a right to know. Got it. J.B. Pritzker, who's the governor of Illinois, was not so shy about the purpose. He laid it out very clearly. In a press release announcing the deployment of more soldiers to Washington, D.C., Pritzker explained that, quote, we must root out the dark forces of racism, white supremacy, and disinformation that have created this moment. Let that sink in. The military has been deployed to Washington, D.C. to fight disinformation. So say something a Democratic governor doesn't like, and he will send troops. Does that sound like the country that you grew up in? It probably doesn't. This is not the way things are done in America. It's not the way they have been done since the Civil War. No one alive has ever seen anything like this. So why is everyone pretending it's totally normal to have thousands of troops in the Capitol to fight disinformation? Well, because obviously they're in favor of it. They think it's fine to mobilize the army in order to put down domestic opinions. MSNBC, though, let us remind you, an opinion channel, is completely in favor of this. Watch.
And now nearly 5,000 National Guard troops will be deployed in D.C. through March, as some congressional staffers and extremism researchers say there are concerns about possible violence surrounding the upcoming impeachment proceedings.
The National Guard will have to stay there as a symbol to those people who think that that building is vulnerable. And that includes the American citizens who went up there and performed insurrection.
Inside the Pentagon's decision to keep thousands of National Guard troops in the streets of Washington, D.C., as we get a new gut punch from the FBI, affirming the greatest threat facing the American people is already among us.
Oh, extremism researchers. So the Southern Poverty Law Center is now in charge of the Pentagon. You should know that. The whole thing's a gut punch, by the way, they just told you. Gut punch? Not that the people in charge have ordered up an unspecified number of soldiers for an unspecified period of time for purposes they refuse to explain to us. No, that's not a gut punch. It's not a big deal. It's business as usual.
All right, the full report is 30 minutes long. It's very powerful. It's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. But notice the Pentagon has decided to keep troops there. Oh, and the CDC said, we're going to arrest you if you don't wear a mask driving in a car or on a bus. They said, we are announcing our new authority. So it's just a bureaucracy and a giant, complete, total power grab. Because we put up with all the other TSA power grabs and the rest of it. The only place you can't have a border is the border, where it's constitutional. So this is a mass looting you're about to witness. They're going to bring the country down, a depression, no doubt. And they're going to activate riots across the country, and we're going to go into a total communist takeover. And most men in America have been trained to submit, so it's going to get 1,000 times worse. Until they have nothing left and finally fight back. Or we could just wake up and say no now. I mean, the nightmare's here. World government's here. It's all out in the open. All right, hour number two, and your phone calls are coming up. Knowledge is power. You know, we were supposed to be off the air by now, though. And Trump won in a landslide. So they're doing all this because they're scared, and they know they're on very tenuous ground. So don't follow what they say and don't do what they say. They're Chi-Com agents and enemies.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.